ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सिस्टर सिसिलिया इज गिविंग टॉली टू एवरीबडी, क्विक क्विक क्विक, यू शुड टेक दैट, कम कम कम, क्विक क्विक क्विक, एंड यू कैन गेट एनर्जी। इफ समबडी वॉन्ट डबल कैन ऑल्सो हैव, इफ यू वॉन्ट डबल टॉली ऑल्सो कैन हैव क्विक क्विक, बट वी डोंट हैव टाइम। इफ यू वॉन्ट डबल टॉली कैन टेक, because this is not prepared by sugar, this is prepared by special jaggery, which is not harmful for body, which is really good for health, healthy.
Om Shanti, I see that all of you were so enthusiastically discussing and churning, so can we hear some response from the group? Two, three groups. Maybe the Russian group first. There are many Russians. Russian group, are you ready? No? Come. Whoever who's ready, can you come please? Doesn't matter Russian. Any group who is ready, one representative from each group. He will need a translator. Sure. You need translation? You need a... Oh, you speak... I can't translate for you. So, you can speak English? No. Okay, come.
Om Shanti. Мы можем проверить, изменились ли наши санскары по тому, как я реагирую на других.
We can check if our sanskaras was changed according to our reaction on others.
Если я до сих пор кого-то осуждаю, критикую, игнорирую...
Спиной не хотел стоять.
Это говорит о том, что мои старые санскары не искоренились.
Если вы все еще...
If I still have a criticize someone, it means that my sanskaras haven't changed yet.
Осуждаю, игнорирую, проявляю...
Or have some negative reaction, ignore someone. It all means that my old sanskaras were not changed.
Как понять, изменились ли мои санскары? Как бы ни вел себя другой человек, я имею ко всем чистые чувства и добрые пожелания.
And if I have good feelings and pure wishes, no matter what is the reaction and situation, and no matter what is the behavior of others, it means that my sanskaras started to change.
Потом, что бы ни произошло, я принимаю драму и ставлю точку.
No matter what happened, I accept drama and apply full stop.
Я играю свою роль и принимаю роль каждого.
I play my role and accept others' roles.
А не так, что вместо того, чтобы играть свою роль, я пытаюсь вмешиваться в роли других.
Not that instead of playing my own role, I start to play and interact with others' roles.
Ну, и пункты для самоуважения какие у вас были? Для поднятия самоуважения.
У нас мы это не обсуждали, честно говоря. Мы как-то пропустили.
This group, they didn't discuss this. Okay. We have another Russian group, and I can add some points of self-respect.
Мы обобщили все признаки и выстроили вот в такую систему. Улучшается характер.
The signs of changing sanskaras. The character becomes better.
Uh-huh. Улучшаются отношения, все взаимоотношения.
Relations becomes better. Uh-huh.
Увеличивается спокойствие.
Peace increases.
Улучшается здоровье.
Health becomes better.
Uh-huh. На этом фоне увеличивается самоуважение.
And self-respect also becomes higher.
Uh-huh. Нет влияния людей, ситуации, атмосферы.
People, situations, atmosphere don't influence.
растет служение другим.
Service increases.
И увеличивается осознание, что санскара — это прошлый кармический счет.
And the realization comes that all these old samskaras, this is the old karmic accounts.
И по мере того, как он закрывается, мы начинаем видеть себя со стороны больше.
And when this karmic account closes, we start to see the self more from the
Еще раз на этом фоне растет самоуважение.
And more and more self-respect increases.
Уверенность в себе и вера в Баба.
Self-esteem and faith in Baba.
И какие-то пункты для самоуважения конкретные у вас есть,
которые повышают, да? Конечно. Пункты для самоуважения.
Self-respect points, yes? She'll also add.
Ежедневно я проверяю такой пункт: все ли возможное я сделала.
Every day I check such points that if I did everything that I was able to do.
Это позволяет мне сказать себе, что еще что-то осталось, увеличить силы, найти решение и сделать возможное.
And then when I see what I have can add, this gives me the opportunity to add this and to increase my powers.
И только тогда я говорю драма.
And only then I say drama.
И это в отношении санскары, изменения санскар.
So this is what is concerning about changing sanskars in their group.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Признаки освобождения от старых санскар.
Signs of releasing old sanskars is...
Нет мысли о тех старых санскарах.
There is no thoughts of that old sanskaras.
Выдача удостоверения о старых санскар от других лиц. Выдача удостоверения.
О том, что избавились. The soul gets a certificate from others that she got rid of these old sanskaras.
Отражение на лице.
Что вы видите?
Подтверждает освобождение старых санскар, что нет.
Изменения.
Face also changes.
Изменение снов, либо отсутствие снов. То есть проверка себя на уровне подсознания.
Dreams. There are no dreams or dreams changes. So this is a checking on the subconscious level also.
И титулы для самоуважения.
Titles for self-respect.
Я всемогущий, подобный отцу.
I'm master of almighty authority.
Я разрушитель препятствий.
I'm destroyer of obstacles.
Успех — мое право по рождению.
Success is my birthright.
Я душа прародитель.
I'm
Ну ладно, я инструмент Бога.
I'm an ancestor soul, yes, thank you.
Я инструмент Бога.
I'm God's instrument.
Я душа, которую выбрал Баба.
I'm a soul who Baba and Baba has chosen me.
Very good, very good. Brother Perkin, you would like to share something? Just 2 minutes because we don't have time. Come. I would like to share something about volcanic yoga because half an hour we have. Half an hour we will do the commentary yoga experience after that.
Okay, we heard this just as we finished. Brother came up and said Baba gave him a blessing directly. So he practices. But the truth is, Baba was just reminding him of his self-respect. Baba gives self-respect to all of us. These points are applicable to all of us. When Baba says you're world benefactors, it's all of us. He doesn't say only Atam Prakash is world benefactor, the rest of you are benefactors of your areas. No. The idea is to bring that into our mind and consciousness that I am. Not that I have to become, I am. So this practice helps us. Like when we come in the beginning, when we even used to practice together, we used to discuss and we're talking about storms. Let's say we're having impure thoughts. We don't say, oh my, you know, I'm new in North, you know, I can't do it, it's too much. No, I am a pure soul. That's what I am. Even though we get storms, you know. You know what a storm is? When you get a storm, you can be thrown off. You can't even control your thoughts. You're totally off, you know. But still you bring back that thought that I am. That's the point of intoxication. That's the practice that takes us ahead. That's what makes us victorious. And victory doesn't come in one day. Believe me, it takes time. It takes time. Yeah? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Parkit Bhayan. Yeah, very good science they discuss, Russian group also, and others group may have also. My feeling is that mainly we can check our old sanskar. Traces of old sanskar are still in this soul. How do I know? By observing two things especially. If I am having impure thoughts sometimes because of any reason, means I have impurity in the soul. Thoughts. By observing thoughts, we can get the idea. And secondly, by observing the dream, we can get the idea what sort of the purity and impurity I am having like this. Okay? If I am having sometimes impure thought, means my stage is copper stage. If I am getting free from impure thought, means I am having silver stage. If I am having very high, very good quality pure thought, means I am having golden aged stage. You can check by this way. By observing just thoughts. Because there are black stains of impurity, from that black stains of impure sanskars, the thoughts, dirty smell is coming in the form of the impure thoughts. Fragrance, you can say pure thoughts. Dirty smell, you can say that through the impure thoughts we are getting. Understand? Because Raj Yoga process is a cleansing process of the soul. When you are practicing Raj Yoga Pathy, all the dirt of 63 birth, impurity is coming out, and once you become clean, you become pure, then no more impure thoughts, finish. It means you are free from your old sanskar. This is one test. Okay? And second sign, whatever the sanskars we are having, old sanskars, in sleep, our subconscious mind is working and there is an impression of our old sanskars on our subconscious mind. Okay? If I am having the dirt of impure sanskars in the soul, then I may get the dream, fearful dream, impure dream, scary dream, negative dream. Getting dream is okay. But if your soul is really become pure, you can get the dream of Baba's service, dream of golden age, very positive, very pure dreams you can get. This is the sign of purification. This sign. But sometimes if you are having impure dream, fearful dream, any sort of negative dream, means still there is a dirt of impure sanskars in the soul. You may not get free from the dream at all. There would be dream, but pure dream, positive dream, nice dream, regarding service, regarding confluence, regarding golden age. That is the sign of purification. But subtle level, by observing pattern of thoughts of the whole day, you can get the idea what sort of purity I am having. By observing pattern of thought of the whole day, still I am having impure thought, means I have impure sanskar. Understand? Clear? Yes or no? Any question regarding this? No? Okay. Now main aspect. If you really would like to melt your old samskara, if you really would like to transform your old samskara, if you would like to finish deep-rooted samskara, the main remedy is volcanic yoga. Powerful yoga. Because every day we are practicing yoga, every day we are listening Murli, 2-3 years, 3-4 years, 5-10 years, but still we are getting comment from our colleague, from our family members, oh, you are practicing yoga every day, but still you are becoming angry. What is the use of going there? I am better than you. Such type of the comment can do Baba's disservice also. Every day you are practicing yoga, but there is no transformation. There is no change. What is the use? There are 3 stages of yoga. Conversation, first stage. Angelic stage is a second stage. And third one is a seed stage. And powerful seed stage called volcanic yoga. Powerful yoga. Fiery form of yoga. Through these first 2 stages of yoga, conversation and angelic stage, our sins are not burning. But there are 2 benefits of this stages. First benefit, we are not committing any bad action. We are getting free from committing new sins. That is the 1 benefit. And second benefit, we are getting prepared, well prepared for having the experience of seed stage. That is the 2nd benefit. If you practice this, in the daytime, conversation with Baba and angelic stage while performing action, the moment you are going to Baba's center, Amrut Vela or evening yoga, you can get the experience of seed stage easily. That is the next benefit, 2nd benefit. Okay? But for transformation of old samskara, only seed stage or powerful seed stage means volcanic stage. Only. Okay? Now, how can we practice volcanic stage of yoga? On what aspect we should practice so we can develop our volcanic yoga? First aspect, for practicing volcanic yoga, we need to practice deep soul conscious stage and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep means we must get deeply lost in the soul consciousness. I am point of light, only I am point of light. I must not have awareness of my body, of this instrument. It called deep soul consciousness. And powerful soul conscious stage means I am master almighty soul, I am powerful soul, or I am master son of knowledge. This type of the consciousness must be there. I am master almighty soul, I am powerful soul. While sitting in front of yoga, you must have these 3 consciousness. Master almighty soul, I am a powerful soul, or I am master son of knowledge. Only like this. For getting experience of volcanic yoga. Okay? Deep and powerful soul conscious stage. This is the first need, first point. 2nd requirement. For experiencing volcanic yoga, you need to practice deep God consciousness and powerful consciousness. God consciousness. Deep God consciousness and powerful God consciousness. Deep God consciousness means in Paramdham. You can get this experience only in Paramdham. In Paramdham, I am sitting very close to Baba. Deep means very close to Baba. Feeling, I am just in front of Baba, very close to Baba. Experience His company, experience His presence, experience His vibration. If I see your face from the close, I can see very clearly I can see your face, because I am observing deeply your face. In the same way, observing deep God consciousness means how Baba's form is, wonderful form, how Baba's mind is so pure, always creating powerful thought, how Baba's intellect is so pure, so divine, so far sighted, how Baba's samskars are, oh, very royal samskars, wonderful Baba's personalities. You can see deeply, closely. That is called deep God consciousness in Paramdham. Okay? And powerful God consciousness means Arjuna had the vision, the form of the God is 1,000 times powerful than this, 1,000 times from powerful than this physical sun. Arjuna explained, when he was getting the vision of God, he was explaining, Baba, God's form is so powerful, extremely powerful, 1,000 and 1,000 times powerful than sun. Why he said that? There is a meaning. He can create this sun, like this sun, 1,000 suns. He has that ability. He is a creator and director of this entire world. We are all puppets of, on this world drama. He have the power to control and to deal and to this power only. He have the controlling power. That is why he is the master of the whole world, 5 elements, all the human being souls, all the souls of birds and animals, this and that. He is the whole soul. That is why we should visualize Baba's extremely powerful form. Understand? He's unlimited source of spiritual energy. You just think that he is donating power to entire worldly soul. How powerful he would be? By saying, Baba, we just made him ordinary. Baba is Baba. Or what is Baba? He's a God. He's a Supreme. That's why in Paramdham we must experience that type of the powerful form. Clear? Huh? The praise of God is in 3 words. Satyam, Sivam, Sundaram. Satyam means He is a truth, ocean of truth. Truth is God, God is truth. He said that in Christianity also, God is truth. He is ocean of truth. He is donating the power of truth to the entire worldly soul. That's why He is ocean of truth. Satyam. Sivam means benefactor. He is benefactor for every soul, for all soul, unlimited souls. Always He is benefactor. That's why He is ocean of benefactor. And Sundaram means He is ever beautiful. He is ocean of beauty. Extremely beauty. No one is beautiful like Him. On all the souls, black spots and impurity are there. But He is a ocean of purity. He is ocean of beauty. He is making beautiful to all worldly souls. How beautiful He would be. That is why we must observe Baba's this type of the form. Satyam, Sivam, Sundaram. Truthful, benefactor and beautiful form of Baba's form. Okay? This is the second aspect. And third aspect for experiencing volcanic yoga is in our heart, godly love must overflow in our heart. Our heart must overflow with true godly love. Only Baba. I have love for Baba. I have love for Baba. Only Baba. Baba is a contractor of law. Understand? He's an ocean of law. And I am sharing my true godly love with only Baba. My heart must overflow with godly love, pure love, godly love. That is the third one. Okay? Fourth one. My mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness and full with intoxication. Then the meeting with God would be wonderful, would be extraordinary. If you are meeting with somebody but your mind is not happy, the meeting will not be good. For volcanic yoga, my mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness and full with intoxication, godly intoxication. Then meeting with Baba would be extraordinary. And for that, throughout the day, we have to maintain very good self-respect. We must experience very good intoxication throughout the day. Okay? That is the fourth one. And fifth aspect is very important. Real secret of volcanic yoga is fifth aspect. We must experience yoga with full determination and full concentration. This is a secret. Full determination means when you are sitting for having yoga at Amrit Vela or evening yoga, you must sit and you must have full determination. Anyhow, I really would like to experience volcanic yoga. I want to experience. Such type of the determination must be there. Oh, I am just sitting for yoga. No, I am not sitting for yoga, but I want to experience volcanic yoga anyhow. No choice, no option. Anyhow, I want to. Such type of determination is there. Definitely, you will get that experience. Because there is a saying that success is a shadow of determination. As much determination would be there, that much success you will get in that particular aspect. That is why determination is very necessary. Full determination. No doubt at all. Doubt means out. Whenever you are getting doubt, oh, I am not worthy soul, I am hopeless, I am useless, why God select me, I am not having quality, by mistake He select me. Like this, such sometimes, Parkin bhai. Sometimes we are having that type of thing. No. Doubt means out. Please get out. You are not worthy soul. So it is to sit in this gathering. And Maya's job is to create the doubt. Baba's job is to create the faith. They are doing their job. Maya always create doubt. No, never allow Maya. Don't create any doubt. Always maintain faith. Okay? And determination and full concentration. Not a single percent distraction must be there. In the process of yoga, there must be 100% concentration. Why this is an important aspect? Just simple example. I have a piece of paper in my hand. I would like to burn in that sun, that piece of paper in sunlight. I put that paper in sunlight 10 days. It cannot burn. But I don't have time. I want to burn this anyhow. Then what can I do? I should take magnifying lens and hold in sunlight on the piece of paper. When the rays of sun are falling on this magnifying lens, when that sun rays are passing through that magnifying lens, that rays are becoming really powerful, laser rays, powerful rays, and that powerful rays are concentrating on that piece of paper with full concentration and create tremendous physical energy, and that physical energy turn in the fire. And within a second, that piece of paper is burned away. Understand? In the same way, when we are practicing yoga, Baba is Son of Knowledge, when we are focusing the eye of intellect on Baba, the rays of light, rays of powers are passing through the lens of our eye of intellect, and becoming laser powerful rays, and with full concentration, that powerful rays, the rays of light are focusing on the soul and create tremendous spiritual power, and that turns in volcanic fire of yoga, fiery form of yoga, and that fire, in that fire, all the deeply rooted samskaras, powerful samskaras are burning away within no time. Volcanic yoga means what? When volcano erupt from the sign, when the lava is there, the temperature of lava is so high, any hardened thing is melting within no time. Piece of stone or piece of iron is melting in a second. The temperature of lava is like that in the volcano. That is why the name of this yoga is volcanic yoga. Understand? we must visualize Baba's form in Paramdham with full concentration. Then only we can receive tremendous power from Baba, and then automatically we can experience such type of the fiery form of yoga, volcanic form of yoga. And what are the signs of volcanic yoga, powerful yoga? We ask this question to Bab Dada in a meditation hall. Baba, how do I know my yoga is powerful or not? Baba has said there are two signs of powerful yoga. First sign of powerful yoga is, if that yoga is powerful, you can feel the yoga as a fire. And in that fire, your sins are burning away. You get that feeling on one hand. You are getting that experience on one hand, yoga as a fire. And second sign, a powerful yoga, after having that yoga, you feel lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Because the burden is going away. That's why lightness. And why happiness? Because we are progressing, we are moving towards our destination of perfection. That's why happiness. Lightness and happiness. This experience on one hand. And another hand, yoga is a fire. If you have experience of this type of the experience, it means you have powerful yoga. Loveful yoga and powerful yoga. We must maintain the balance of loveful yoga, powerful yoga. We must get lost in Baba's remembrance. We must get lost in the ocean of love. And once you get lost in ocean of love, and we experience combined stage with Baba, because Baba on one hand is the ocean of love, but on the other hand he is the ocean of power also. That is why that loveful stage can turn easily in a powerful stage. Understand what I mean? Once you experience combined with Baba, once you get lost in the ocean of love with Baba, then Baba on one hand is the ocean of love, but on the other hand he is the ocean of power, he is the sun of knowledge. That is where that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage automatically. That is why first experience loveful stage, get lost in that stage, and then you can experience such type of the volcanic yoga. And you feel light and happy. Really, after successful yoga means experiencing my battery of soul is really charged today. This is a sign of successful yoga. My battery, I receive lots of power. My battery of the soul is really charged. This is the sign of successful yoga, powerful yoga. Not only yoga, powerful yoga. Clear? Any question? Raise your hand or stand. Yeah, also. No dream, no problem. But if you are getting dream, that is also okay. Because you know, we must get, this body is a vehicle. This body is the instrument. We are using, throughout the day we are using instrument. This body needs some rest. Sound sleep. At least 5-6 hours. Because when we are having sound sleep, in that sleep, the lactic acid is prepared, getting prepared in that period. And when the lactic acid is producing in our body, then we start feeling fresh. Ah, I'm fresh really. And if you are not having that sound sleep, lot of dreams here and there, then you are running, mind is running here and there, then after having sleep also you feel tired, mentally, physically also. Then you cannot work throughout the day properly. That's why this body needs sound sleep. And if you are not getting dream, that is good sign also. But if you are getting dream, that dream would be positive, would be related with this compliance. Yes, that is good sign. Yeah, to develop power of concentration, very simple technique. When we are sitting in yoga, be in soul conscious state and focus the eye of intellect on Baba. Not these eyes, but eye of intellect. That is the eye of a soul. These are eyes of this body. An eye of intellect, that is the eye of a soul. Focus the eyes of intellect straight on Baba. But after a while, there you can experience distraction. Doesn't matter. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. In develop checking power, changing power. Checking power, a changing power. And then automatically you can develop your concentration power. Pay attention on the eye of intellect.
वो गीत है क्या मेरा बाबा है वाला वो है थोड़ा बजाना वो इंग्लिश स्टाइल का बनाया हुआ है दूसरा वो डांस वाला वो है
ओके कैन यू स्टैंड फ्यू मिनट्स चार्ज योर बॉडी एंड देन वी वुड हैव पावरफुल मेडिटेशन नाउ लेट अस हैव वंडरफुल एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ वोल्केनिक योगा फॉर फ्यू मिनट्स यू जस्ट स्टैंड सिट अपराइट First, we will chant the mantra of Om three times. But very special method is for that is. First, visualize here point of light and the thought of Om is coming here, then coming from out from the mouth and spreading in this atmosphere. You just experience like that. Three times we will chant the mantra of Om. Close your eyes for 1.5 minutes and open your third eye. Visualize yourself as a clearly as a point of light and chant the mantra of Om with me. Okay. I, the soul, point of light, is sitting in the center of my forehead. Visualize clearly, deeply, and chant the mantra, everybody. Okay, chant. Again, how fortunate am I? I am most fortunate soul in this world. Selected by God as instrument, being the true consciousness, point of light, soul consciousness, and chant the mantra. Surrounding me, my true existence in this world is just a tiny and shining bright star. I, the soul point of light, getting detached from this bodily instrument, and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying upward, flying beyond this world glow. Flying far and far beyond the sun, the moon, and the stars. Flying and flying beyond I arrived at a subtle region. How beautiful is this subtle region? It is a world of infinite snow white, bright divine light, it is a world of infinite purity. I, the soul point of light, adopt the dress of an angel, dress of divine light. How light and beautiful dress is this? Oh, the emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, sweetest Shiv Baba, is also visible in him, in his forehead. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the angel, become lost in ocean of love, become lost in Baba's arms, oh my long lost and now found child, I am extremely happy.
I found my sweet child after a long time. 5,000 years after. The tears of love are visible in Baba's eyes. The soul, point of light, is living the dress of an angel and flying upwards, flying and flying beyond. Towards the soul world. Oh, I arrived at a soul world. How wonderful is this soul world? It is a world of gold, red, divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home. This is my sweet home. This is my real home, where I am experiencing deep silence, sweet silence. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. The soul point of light is visualizing Baba's beautiful form with the eye of my intellect. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest father, Shiva Baba. I experience Baba as my whole world. Baba, you are so merciful, Baba. You are so great, Baba. I, the soul, was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, you just picked me up, you adopted me, and you put me in your lap. I am experiencing super sense joy. Anyone Baba. Baba is ocean of power. Is a sun of knowledge. Is thousand and thousand times powerful than this physical sun. I, the soul point of light, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays constantly over me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power, unlimited powers from Sun of Knowledge, Baba. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power. I am observing Baba with full concentration. And receiving unlimited powers from Sun of Knowledge, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, in the volcanic fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. My old samskars are burning away. I, the soul, is getting free from the dirt of my old samskars. How powerful experience is there. I am experiencing spiritual sun bath. I, the soul, is sitting in the light of spiritual sun bath. And receiving unlimited light and might constantly in me. The battery of the soul is charging. The energy level of the soul is rising and rising. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. That I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God. Directly in the company of Supreme Father. How fortunate am I? He is my best companion. I am enjoying his comfortable company. I am enjoying super sensual joy in his wonderful company. In this huge soul world, only me and my sweetest father, Shiva Baba, are there. We both, only we are. Me and my Baba is in front of me in this huge soul world. In the peace palace Paramdham. I, the soul, point of light, filled with powers, is returning from soul world. Via subtle region towards the corporeal world and entering in this physical body, sitting in the center of my forehead, on the throne of my self-respect. I am Master Almighty Soul, radiating the waves, living waves of powers all around me in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere surrounding me. I am Master Almighty Soul, experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I, the soul, is a king of the soul, self, king of the sense organ and physical organ. I, the soul, is a ruler and controller of these organs. As the form of my spiritual father is a supreme point of light, so is the form of me as a point of divine light. As a point of divine light, this is my true existence in this world. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. The light of eight powers is radiating from me in this atmosphere. I, the soul, is receiving shower of powerful rays straight from Paramdham Shiv Baba, Son of Knowledge, over me constantly.
Thank you so much.